It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Commonwealth's exurban areas experienced a surprise growth in population, according to recently analyzed data. So what's behind the trend, and how is it impacting our region? I'm joined now by phone from Harrisburg by Jonathan Johnson, Senior Policy Analyst for the Center for Rural Pennsylvania. Jonathan Johnson, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Also with us is Ken Raybuck, Executive Director of the Community Development Corporation of Butler County. Ken Raybuck, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is esspgh@wesa.fm. And on Twitter, at ESSPGH. Again, your comments and questions are welcome at 412-246-2002. Jonathan Johnson, let's begin by having you define the term exurban. You might need to explain that for some folks.
Well, that's a slippy term. We look at the world from a rural and urban perspective. And in Pennsylvania, we have 48 rural counties and 19 urban counties. The 48, when we define rural and urban based on the population density, and that's nothing more than the number of square miles divided by the population. And when you do that, Pennsylvania has a statewide population density of 284 persons per square mile. And we say if a county is below that number, you're rural. If it's above that number, you're urban. And so, again, we have about 19 urban counties in Pennsylvania and 48 rural counties.
So what counties in western Pennsylvania are experiencing the most growth?
It's a kind of mixed bag. Traditionally, Washington County and Butler County have been the real engines of growth in the western Pennsylvania area. We've seen some growth also in the Bedford area, which is a little bit further east than more normal western Pennsylvania. But those two counties have actually seen a lot of growth, and they've seen growth over the last couple of decades of people moving into them.
And who's coming to these counties?
Oh, it's a mixed bag. There's many people coming into them. We did some analysis looking at people who are moving into western Pennsylvania as a whole and moving out of western Pennsylvania as a whole. And generally, those who are moving into western Pennsylvania, they're high percentage are not married, about 43%. About 20% are non-white. And one surprised me, 54% are male, and about 62% are employed. And then two other things that surprised me a lot was about 45% have a bachelor's degree or higher. So people who are moving in are well-educated.
And where, again, are they coming from?
Well, it's a mixed bag. These people, those numbers I repeat, are people who are moving into the region from out of state. They're coming from not other parts of Pennsylvania, but generally from Ohio, Maryland, New York, and West Virginia, and so on and so forth. They were coming into Pennsylvania from out of state. And one thing we did do in our analysis also, we look at where people are coming from, and people do move. But, however, they don't move that far, generally speaking. Within western Pennsylvania, people who came in from western Pennsylvania, only about 12% moved of the people, but of that 12%, 78% either moved within the same county or moved from a neighboring county to an adjoining county or within the region itself. So they may have gone from, say, Beaver over to Westmoreland County or something like that, but they moved within the region.
Now, before I get to Ken Raybuck, what is significant about this trend?
Well, a couple things going on. First off, again, people move, but they don't move very far. And then second thing, the out-migration from kind of western Pennsylvania is not a new trend. This has been going on for quite a number of years, and we have good data back to 95 showing that the rate, about almost a million people have moved out during that period. However, some really good news is the rate has slowed down dramatically. So there is people who are still moving, but the number of people who are moving around has declined over time.
And we have people moving in, and in some cases it's people moving from east to west, which is also sort of bucking the trend that we've seen in recent decades, right?
Right. I mean, in terms of within the state, Yeah, people are moving. People are crossing the Alleghenies, if you would, and moving into western Pennsylvania. So they see opportunity there, and they're taking advantage of it.
Ken Raybuck, what's driving these changes that we've been talking about? What factors do you think are contributing to a growth of population in Butler County?
I believe Jonathan certainly hit the nail on the head with it's a combination of both retaining, you know, existing population and bringing in new. I was at an event recently where the moderator asked people to raise their hands as far as how many were, you know, first-generation Butler County residents. And, you know, a good number raised their hands. And as they talked about second and third and fourth generation, there was a surprisingly large number of folks who have, their families have been here for generations. In fact, one individual noted seven generations. So anecdotally, obviously, there's people that are saying that they've been here a long time, but it is good to see, and as Jonathan related, we're seeing new people coming in. The factors, I believe jobs are the number one reason, and our education here in Butler County, not just our elementary and secondary schools, but we have two institutions of higher learning, both Butler County Community College and Slippery Rock University. Slippery Rock University actually did a study recently that, that shows that more students stay in Butler County after they graduate than were originally here in their class when they started. So in other words, they have a net inflow of students because you always hear about, well, you educate them and they go out somewhere else to work. That's true to an extent, but we're actually seeing a net inflow at Slippery Rock University.
And so what, they go to Slippery Rock, and then what are they being trained to do, and what is it that they're doing after they graduate? What are the jobs that they're finding in that area?
Well, you know, Slippery Rock University for years and years was known as a teacher's college, and it still does a good job in producing teachers. But they have gone into the workplaces to have a better understanding of what are the skills needed in today's workplace. And there's a lot that, you know, has to do with technology. And now they're looking at engineering related to the petroleum industry. So they are changing and adding curriculum to meet the needs of the current jobs.
And it's also been noted that fracking has something to do with this, too?
Certainly the petroleum industry here in Butler County, as well as other counties here in the area, has taken off because of the use of the fracking technique to bring the gas out of the ground for the Marcellus Shale. There's absolutely no question. Now, fracking has been around for many, many years in one form or another, but using it for the deep gas has really brought on a lot of opportunities in Butler County.
And, you know, I asked Jonathan about this earlier, and I'll ask you, is the growth in population that you're seeing, is it a diverse population growth?
All of Western PA, I believe, is not seeing the diversity that some other places in the country are. The CDC works closely with Pittsburgh Regional Alliance, and they've done a good bit of work on studying what's been happening with jobs and diversity and you know, growth in the area. And we do see a need to have more diverse growth. That's really what's fueling a lot of growth in a lot of other parts of the country that are seeing population increase. I believe here in Butler County, we are making some advances in that area. I know Seneca Valley School District, for example, has a proactive program to welcome and attract a diverse community. Cranberry Township recently held a folk and food festival promoting ethnic diversity and foods prepared by many different ethnic groups. But I believe it is something that, as a region, and Butler County is part of that region, we need to continue to make effort to see that growth.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking about what's behind the trend of people moving to rural areas, or exurban areas as they're called. which are experiencing a surprising growth in population, according to recently analyzed data. Our guests include Ken Raybuck, Executive Director of the Community Development Corporation of Butler County, and also Jonathan Johnson, Senior Policy Analyst for the Center for Rural Pennsylvania. And I'm wondering, gentlemen, if some of this isn't also due to perhaps a desire on the part of people to get away from the densely populated areas, not only in the city, but the suburbs as well, the urban and suburban sprawl. It seems like you can't get away from a mall or, you know, an outlet area anymore. That part of what's driving this, does it have to do with people just wanting to get to some space and maybe a little closer to nature?
There's always that aspect of people moving, trying to get back to land, if you would. However, we've looked at the data, and we've looked at it from how many people move into townships versus boroughs versus cities. And since the 70s, basically, boroughs and cities have lost population. Boroughs have lost about 10% in Western Pennsylvania. Boroughs have lost about 10%, and cities about 16%. And that includes Pittsburgh, Greensburg, Washington, Butler, so on and so forth. At the same time, townships have increased 4% in population. So, you know, it's a case that there's more housing in townships because people want to live there, so they build more housing. It's a chicken and egg kind of question. There's probably no definitive answer one way or the other. That's why people are moving to the next urban area. However, one thing we have noticed is that, you know, with the with the aging baby boomer generation, do people really want to cut 2 acres of grass every Saturday or plow snow? And so there is evidence, especially in the eastern part of the state, of people moving back into smaller towns or into cities so they don't have all the hassles of maintaining their property.
Ken Raybuck, in Butler County, I'm looking at, or I'm wondering about whether you've gone beyond just looking at the data, and if you've had a chance to talk to people where you are about how they feel, that some of the newer residents and what's brought them there.
Again, jobs is certainly a big reason, but it's all-inclusive looking at the total package, so to speak, of what Butler County offers. And we do have very low taxes, and there is the livability aspect of the county. We do have recreation and outdoor activities. Many events, which I give credit to our Butler County Tourism and Convention Center for setting up events such as the Jeep Festival, which draws people from as far as Australia and you know, outside the county, but it's fun for folks who live here, and the regatta at Moraine State Park. And having Moraine State Park right in Butler County is a real advantage. That's one of the most utilized water recreation areas in the Commonwealth. But I think overall the pace is still a little slower here. There is a lot of open space. There's, you know, if you want to have a horse farm, alpaca farm, if you want to play golf, there's like 30 golf courses in Butler County. So we have that open space, yet we've always said we've been the best of both worlds. You can be in Pittsburgh and go to the theater district or to a Steeler game or whatever within 45 minutes. So it's really an advantage of location close to a major urban center. And even those folks who want to move back in town and not mow a lawn, they still like to see the open grass in the woods. And they like to be able to, you know, drive around and be part of that open space.
You know, I've often thought it would be interesting to have an alpaca farm, but I'll probably just settle for an alpaca sweater. sounds like a lot of work. How is this impacting the city of Pittsburgh?
That's a good
I'll
question.
Let Jonathan answer.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
That's a good question. I mean, the cause and effect, I mean, the region as a whole is basically, some of it has lost population, to be sure. However, parts of it are gaining. And we've seen from other cities, both in Pennsylvania as well as other around the nation, is that cities are growing. Again, people, baby boom generation as well as the so-called millennium, are wanting to come back into a more densely populated area, and they're acting as little mini magnets to attract people. How long this trend will continue and what's its ramifications, I think it's really too early to tell. you know, the city of Pittsburgh as well as its surrounding area does, as point out, as Ken pointed out, has a lot of amenities. A lot of people really do want to come and be part of that. And so it is acting as a magnet to attract people both to live there as well as to come and visit.
And how is the situation with residents commuting into Pittsburgh? Ken, do you know of people in Butler County who are making that commute into the big city?
Well, certainly. And I moved into the Pittsburgh area myself in 1988, and shortly after that is when Route 279 was completed, that connected 79 with the city of Pittsburgh, and also therefore connected Cranberry Township in southwest Butler County directly to Pittsburgh. And a lot of folks started building in Cranberry Township at that time. And as time went on, you know, originally people were driving from Cranberry Township to Pittsburgh, but things have changed. I just saw a study that was done recently. Because of the jobs created in southern Butler County, we've actually noticed that the amount of folks leaving and commuting to Pittsburgh pretty much equals the amount driving up to Butler County from Allegheny County, or maybe coming over from Beaver County and other places. The numbers have started to match up. So, you know, because of the job creation, we're no longer just a bedroom community. We're also a destination. And again, people from Allegheny County travel as much to Butler County as vice versa.
And Ken, how is it impacting the businesses and the quality of life in Butler County?
Well, you know, with growth comes some complaints, obviously, from time to time. And one of the things I said earlier is that we're a little slower paced. But if you get into Cranberry Township and some of our roadways now, there are traffic issues and traffic problems. Certainly Cranberry Township has grown, and they've done a lot to mitigate traffic issues by having a state-of-art traffic signaling system installed, which really helps move the cars. But little roads that were two-lane roads still are two-lane roads, like 228 and 68. They weren't built for the kind of growth that's happened. So there are, you know, transportation becomes one of the issues. Our population growth has helped keep up for the, you know, job demand as far as companies that need workers, although there are many skilled workers now in demand, and they have trouble seeing you know, people in welding and machinist type jobs. They're having trouble finding those folks to fill the jobs that are out there. So although we're growing in population, and maybe it's just a separate issue, there are still job openings that are unfilled.
Do you have a strategic plan for growth in the county?
Well, we've just been working for over a year now on putting together a plan, and the process we're using is a little different than what we did in the past. Rather than develop a strategic plan from just our organization's standpoint as the Community Development Corporation, we took an approach to involve all organizations with economic development impacts in the county and form a collaborative to bring all the resources to the forefront that affect economic development. This was spearheaded actually by Butler County Community College, and the collaborative would involve, along with Butler County Community College, Slippery Rock University, the Chambers of Commerce, Redevelopment and Industrial Development Authority, the County Planning and County Commissioners, Tourism Bureau, Butler Schools, Workforce and Investment Board, and others. And we're still in the process of really bringing this group together. We haven't had our first official meeting yet, but through that process, we want to develop a strategic plan that isn't just for one organization's needs, but really represent the county's needs as a whole. And this hasn't been done before, and I'll be honest, it's not that easy to start bringing all these groups together that have independently done very well in the past, but working as a group and having one focus, one priority that we all gather around and work together on, we think would be a better way to approach it.
We've been talking about what's behind the trend of people moving to rural areas. Our guests have been Ken Raybuck, Executive Director of the Community Development Corporation of Butler County, and also Jonathan Johnson, Senior Policy Analyst for the Center for Rural Pennsylvania. Gentlemen, thanks you so much for joining us today on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Coming up, we'll talk with a Pittsburgh man who's created an exact replica of the DeLorean used in the Back to the Future movies, a car very much in demand today. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.